Hello, and welcome to Starkey Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Starkey. Today, we are going to learn about the safety of kosher food. In Halacha, there is a well-known concept, Chamira Sakanta Meisura. One is obligated to take precautions to ensure that the food one ingests is safe, and certainly, one must be extremely vigilant in ascertaining that the food one serves to others will not cause harm. We at Starkey Certification treat food safety with great seriousness, and we strongly urge our colleagues to do the same, particularly Mashgichim. Now, let's meet Norman. Norman has a heavy simcha schedule coming up, a bris, bar mitzvah, engagement party, and wedding, all in 1 week. Let's teach Norman a thing or two about food safety that he might not know, before he attends them and begins indulging. First of all, Norman, do you know that more than 250 foodborne diseases are caused by the consumption of contaminated foods and beverages? There are millions of cases of foodborne diseases resulting in thousands of hospitalizations or deaths in the United States annually. These illnesses are mostly bacterial, viral, or parasitic infections consisting of a variety of symptoms. They may also include poisonings due to harmful toxins or chemicals. I'm sure you have heard of the bacteria Salmonella and E. coli. Norman, think back to that kiddush you attended last Shabbos in shul, or the smorgasbord you indulged in at the last wedding you attended. Do you know for sure how much time elapsed between the setting up of the buffet and your consumption of that gefilte fish, chopped liver, and variety of mayonnaise and oil-laden salads? Who knows how much additional time elapsed as they sat on the hall's kitchen counters prior to being served? If some of the simchas you will be attending will be self-catered, bear in mind that not everyone is well-informed when it comes to food safety. For example, do they know that to ensure food safety, the location of the event must meet the needs of the event? There must be adequate oven, stovetop, refrigerator, freezer, and workspace, and a source of clean water. Do they know that perishable foods must be refrigerated or frozen within 2 hours of shopping and preparation, and that cooked food must never be placed on the same plate or cutting board that held raw food, such as meat? Do they know that food should never be partially cooked to be finished cooking at a later time? This increases the risk of bacterial growth. When reheating food, it must be hot and steamy for serving, not simply warmed up. Food must be kept out of the bacterial danger zone. Have they heard of the saying, when in doubt, throw it out? If hot foods must sit out for longer than 2 hours, they should use warming trays, slow cookers, or chafing dishes to keep the food hot. After the event, I wonder if they know that room temperature foods should be discarded if they have been sitting out for more than 2 hours, and that leftovers should be placed in shallow containers to be refrigerated or frozen immediately. Well, Norman, you can now consider yourself Starkey informed. If you would like to read more about food safety, visit Starkey online, www.star-k.org, and read our archived Kashrus Currents article, The Safety of Our Kosher Food. Until next time, take care.